You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Tan Yi Ying from Denawa Resources in our Tech Talk segment. We're talking about the One Laptop Per Child movement in Malaysia. Yi Ying, how did the OLPC movement start in Malaysia?
Well, essentially, we bought the first unit of the OLPC device through the Give One, Get One program. It was running in the States at that time. So we got one unit, we brought it back here. We had a chance to try it out for ourselves. We got some kids to play with it. We wanted to know if the OLPC could really be something suitable for our kids here in Malaysia. Now, from the initial trial, we were very impressed with what the OLPC could do. Put very simply, it just fits for purpose. It is designed with kids in mind. It appeals to the children, makes them keen to try and explore all the different activities on the laptop. And the additional benefit of that is that the activities are a lot of fun, but more importantly, they allow for constructive learning. The kids are exposed to materials designed, I'm sure you're aware of, by the internationally acclaimed MIT Media Lab. And the laptop is also very special because it is designed for rural areas. It works on very low power consumption, unlike the standard notebooks that we used to run on. The battery life, I think it was mentioned by Charles earlier, is enhanced by the dual-mode screen. You know, kids can use it, can use the laptops outdoors. They can have fun with nature and learn outside at the same time. The other benefit of the OLPC was that it contains a multitude of educational resources. It has built-in cameras. It has microphones. There are various musical instruments that are available on the laptop as well. And in particular for us here in Sarawak, the kids in the rural areas do not have these educational resources. So we felt that the OLPC could really fit in well with our mission for bridging the digital divide here in Sarawak. So then our chairman met up with Chuck in Hong Kong sometime in 2007. We explained to him our mission and our strategy and how we believe really that the OLPC could fit in very well with our efforts in Sarawak. And I think the overall idea appealed to Chuck and he agreed to help us with our project in Sarawak. And since then, he's truly been a tremendous support to our cause. You know, we confirmed our very first order with the OLPC at that time, there and then.
And so this is basically under the auspice of Denawa Resources.
That's right. At the moment, the project is privately funded. Perhaps I could just give a brief background about the company. Denawa Resources was set up with the primary mission to bridge the digital divide in Sarawak and at the same time to improve knowledge development in order to achieve a knowledge-based economy and K society. Now, our people here, in particular in Sarawak, in the rural areas, they are very far behind in terms of IT development. So we were given the challenging task by the state government to roll out high-speed broadband services throughout the entire state. And during our deployments in the rural areas, we were on ground meeting a lot of the local people, and we realized that, you know, it's not just about bringing these high-speed broadband services to these people. We had to address the huge disparity in terms of educational and IT resources that, you know, it's just simply not available to the kids in these rural areas, and that is where we got the idea to look into OLPC.
All right. Is the Ministry of Education involved in this?
Yes, it is. Because the project is currently concentrated in Sarawak, we deal primarily with the Jabatan Pendidikan Sarawak.
Right. BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Tan Yi Ying from Denawa Resources in our Tech Talk segment. We're talking about the One Laptop Per Child movement in Malaysia. So how many schools have benefited from this program?
Yeah, in the initial pilot project, we have deployed the OLPC devices to two rural schools here in Sarawak. The first one is in Julau. It's in a school called SK St. Alphonsus. And the other one is in an island called Pulau Buit to a school called SK Samok. And I think perhaps not many of our listeners may be aware that Buit Island, Pulau Buit, is actually considered one of the poorest and most remote fishing village in the country. It's on an island and it is only accessible by boat or by helicopter.
All right. And so how many children have access to these laptops now?
In total, in excess of about 60 students. We've also given additional units to the teachers to help them with the development and the teaching of the OLPC.
And how have the children benefited from this program?
I think that the primary benefit that they've obtained is they are given the unique opportunity to be part of an international learning revolution. Many of these kids in the rural schools, they've never used a computer before. And for us, personally also, it's amazing to see how quickly they've adapted to the technology. The activities on the computers are designed by experts, and it's all intended to encourage kids to learn by trying and exploring. Now, for us, the constructivist approach to learning, which is advocated by the OLPC, is actually nothing new. A lot of the private kindergartens in urban areas adopt similar approaches. And based on a lot of comments and analysis from other people, kids who graduate from these sort of kindies appear to have a distinctive advantage over kids who do not. But these private kindies come at a price, and one that we cannot bring to the rural areas, and one that rural areas can't afford to sustain. Now, all the positives of the constructivist approach to learning is nicely packaged into a simple laptop, the OLPC device, which we feel quite easily bring to our kids in the rural areas and hope that they can benefit from the same learning approach. I've tried it myself, and I've seen kids who have tried it. I believe that OLPC is very user-friendly, it is very child-oriented, and we feel that OLPC will be able to prepare our kids to take the next step and instill an interest in ICT throughout their future academic years.
All right. And what are the challenges getting this program up and running?
Well, primarily the problem is obtaining sufficient funds to be able to extend the project to a lot more kids to benefit in the state. And again, as we mentioned, for rural area deployments, the primary challenge is in terms of logistics. A lot of these rural areas are very difficult to reach, and it takes a lot of manpower to arrange and to access to the schools and to the children in the rural areas.
All right. And what are the plans for the future?
At the moment, we are looking into a few aspects. First of all, we hope to be able to get more public and private agencies and support to get on board this project. We hope to be able to distribute more OLPC laptops to benefit more children. We plan to work very closely with MIT Media Lab and our local interest groups to create localized content. We hope that one day, the kids who work on the OLPC, they put up projects and artworks. We hope that these can be stored at a local repository so that other people, like kids in the urban areas, they can have access to these materials and learn about the various cultural values of the ethnic groups, especially here in Sarawak and also in other parts of the country.
And final question, how can individuals and corporations come in to help?
Well, we hope that, anyone who's interested can give us a call. We welcome anyone who would like to participate in this program. Involvement can come in many forms. They could volunteer for services such as helping us out at our exhibitions. We do a lot of roadshows as well. They could help us with logistics, distribution. They could help with training and also doing demonstrations. They could assist with, depending on their skill levels, helping us write softwares, helping to adapt OLPC activities to local context. They could help with translating OLPC content for local consumption. They could come up with donations. It's a lot of possibilities, and we welcome any opportunity that anyone wants to work with us.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having us on the show.
BFM 89.9, I've been speaking to Tanya Ying from the NAWA Resources in our Tech Talk segment.
BFM 89.9, the business station.